You brag this way for having scratched my instep. It is nothing, a woman's shot, or a silly little boy's. A weak-kneed half-wit's arrow has no point. By heaven, arrows of mine are whetted differently. One that grazes a man will stretch him dead. His woman's cheeks are torn with grief, his children orphaned. He must soak the earth and rot, with kites for company, not women. As he said this, Odysseus moved over and stood in front of him. Then, sitting back, Diomedes pulled the arrow from his foot and dragged agony with it through his flesh. He climbed his chariot and told his driver, "Make for the ships!" And he was grieved at heart. Odysseus now, the good spear, stood alone. No Argive held that ground with him, as fear had gripped them all. And grimly vexed, he spoke to his own valor. "Here is trouble. What will become of me? A black day, this, if I show fear and run before this crowd. But worse if I am captured, being alone. Zeus routed all the rest of the Danaans. But why this bandying inward words, my friend? Cowards are men who leave the front in war. The man who will be worth respect in battle holds on, whether he's hit or hits another." During these meditations, on they came, the lines of Trojan infantry, and broke around and hemmed in their peril. As when around a wild boar lusty hunters and hounds deploy, until the beast trots out from heavy thicket, wetting his white tusks against his lower jaws, the hounds go circling in to attack, and under the hue and cry a gnashing sound of tusks and teeth is heard. Even so now, around rugged Odysseus, the Trojans ran. Deiopites was the first Odysseus wounded, on the slope of shoulder, making a spring with his sharp spear. And next he hit Thoon and Enemus and killed them. Then Cercidamus, who had vaulted down out of his car, he caught square in the navel under his bulging shield. The man fell hard in dust, and with his hand spread, gripped the earth. Leaving them there, he hit Hippasides Charops, a brother of the rich man, Socus, and Socus gallantly ran up to shield him, taking a stand before the attacker, saying, "Odysseus, great in all men's eyes, unwearied master of guile and toil, today the sons of Hippasus will be your claim to glory. Either you kill and strip such men as these, or die, hit by my spear." Even as he spoke, he let fly at the round shield, and his weapon pierced the shining surface, pierced the bright, elaborate cuirass with his weight behind it, flaying Odysseus's ribs. Athena barred all access to her hero's heart and lungs.